From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roxanne Roberts, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl heads to Sochi to compete in the Rhymathlon. That's half limericks, half target shooting. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week a man came under fire for offering what service via Skype?
Confessional.
No, close. A little. It's another ritual that's used in more extreme circumstances.
CPR.
No. You were right about the religious
the confessional.
Service. You were right about the religious, but more
exorcism.
Yes, indeed. Exorcism via Skype. For just $300, exorcist Bob Larson will rid you of demons while you're in the comfort of your own home. Now, the International Catholic Association of Exorcists, they must have great conventions. They say this can't work because the demon will, quote, throw the computer across the room. Maybe, but the more likely reason it doesn't work is that mid-exorcism, your demon is going to get distracted and check Twitter instead.
Couldn't you use the postal service? Couldn't you write a letter to the demon?
So, do you have chess by mail?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exorcism by mail.
Right, so you write a letter going, Dear Demon,
yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
Signed sincerely, The Exorcist.
Right.
And a few days later, you get back, and it's like from the demon, it says, ha-ha, your mother does obscene things in hell.
Yeah.
Sign to the demon, and you say, ha, and you write another letter, the power of Christ compels you, and then you mail that.
Yeah, and then you say, and by the way, my head just twisted around.
Roxanne, Valentine's Day is coming up, and a shop in London is offering the perfect thing for those who don't have a date because they got dumped. What is it?
I'm trying to think, aside from another date, is it revenge related?
It is.
It is revenge related. Is it poison?
It is not poison.
I've known people.
It comes with pins you can stick in.
A voodoo doll.
Yes, indeed. Now you can use a custom made voodoo doll.
And where do the pins go?
Well, it's up to you. You can get a custom-made voodoo doll to get back at your ex for those who don't want to go the traditional route of arson or self-loathing. Just submit a picture of your ex and you give them $30. They'll send you a voodoo doll bearing your ex's likeness, which is just the sort of thing you want in your home when you start dating again. You can pick specific curses as well as sticking in the pins to lay on your ex. There's impotence, hair loss, quote, boob sag. Instructions that come with the doll say,
Boy, cast there's a lot of these dolls in circulation, isn't there?
Paula, a new study shows...
Oh, boy.
Yes, that doing what might help save your troubled marriage? Not yours, but somebody's.
Yeah. Give me a hint, Peter. This is not my area.
You start out with something mild, like Sleepless in Seattle, then you make your way as you progress to You've Got Mail.
A constant supply of Tom Hanks movies.
Well, not just that might help, but the specific
kind of
Tom Hanks movies. These movies often don't.
Love story movies.
Well, romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies.
Yeah,
well,
and movies about marriage.
Yeah,
scientists
like Captain Phillips,
for example.
You know, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Honestly, if Johnny Depp does not win for that...
Johnny Depp.
There is no, for the Academy Award.
Yeah, who did he play?
The pirate.
So what they say was that, not only are you supposed to watch these movies, but you're supposed to watch these movies and then talk about them with your partner. So you watch, say, Captain Phillips, and you say, when they hit the guy with the butt of the gun, that was cruel, and I should not hit you with the butt of a gun. And then the other person says, "Oh, that's really nice of you to say. I would not like you to hit me with the butt of a gun."
So you're able to use it. They're able to use the material to heal their own lives.
Well, to reflect upon good relationships. Yeah. Now,
I would think that it might cause because a lot of romantic comedies obviously are very unrealistic. Movies are very unrealistic. So I would think that it would cause maybe some friction. Like, for example, say you watched Sound of Music. And you with your loved one that sometimes there's friction with. Don't you think there'd be a point where the woman might say, you know, you would never carry us over the Alps?
Yep.
I went to take my then wife to see the new version of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, you would never live 1,000 years just to come back to me. As Dracula does.
I think that's a fair criticism.
And I said, you're right, I said.
But oh my God, you said the wrong thing.
I know.
What are you, nuts?
No, I mean, I just didn't think it was fair to be compared to Dracula.
No, it's
unfavorably.
It's a total hypothetical. This was your chance to get in there with Jake. Of course I would. That's all you had to say. Because none of it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that's true.